Let's check in with singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan, who's out on tour this month. You might recognize her from her collaboration with Yo-Yo Ma's Goat Rodeo Project. Aoife also played in several bands, including I'm With Her, which won a 2020 Grammy for this song.
I'm a wandering woman, I'm a tired light. I'm a soul second-guessing out in the night. But baby, we can change and you know I'm gonna hear you cry when you call my name. Call my name. Tell me your worries. Call my name. Say it out loud. Call my name. When the world is upside down.
Aoife O'Donovan is also an acclaimed solo artist. This is the title song of her third studio album, Age of Apathy, which came out earlier this year.
Oh, to be born in the age of apathy, when nothing's got a hold on you, if you need someone to hold, you can hold me. Under the shade of a quaking aspen tree, we came for New England. Party, but the covers haven't started, so it's just you and me.
Last January, Aoife O'Donovan joined me to talk about the album, and since she's out on tour this month, we thought we'd revisit that conversation. We started with the song Age of Apathy, where it came from, and what motivated her to make it the title of the album.
I think that we are all keenly aware of this time that we find ourselves in right now, and for me, though we are living in a time in an onslaught of climate change and political strife and so much bad stuff is happening in the world, but there's still love and joy and beauty to be found in the art that's around us. So that's kind of where the inspiration for not just that track, but for all the songs on the record came from.
But stick with this idea of apathy, because I'm still curious about why Age of Apathy.
So I think for me specifically, I can trace the origins of that to the dawn of my adulthood, September 11th, 2001, coming of age as a teenager, sort of with that crisis slightly in the rear view as I entered my 20s and started my career and, you know, my adult life. I think apathy is just a word that I kept on coming back to as, why don't I feel these things the way that I used to feel them? Is it because there's too much? There's just, it's overwhelm. It's
overload, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's more specifically where it comes from.
I got you. So I was reading in the New York Times, you told them that you've never written so literally before as you do on this album. And that made me think of the title of this song, B61, which I think is a great song, by the way. It refers to the Brooklyn bus route. So let's listen to a little of that.
Remember when I went down, running down, took the B61 across town, to where he was waiting at the ice house, wish it was my house, took me out back for a drink, showed me the heart on his sleeve.
This song is a song, I mean, yes, it is a true story. It is a literal story of meeting my husband, actually, at one of our earliest dates, and sort of these feelings that you get at the beginning of something, at the newness of these feelings. And in the second verse of this song, I say, love is a daily good thing. And that actually came from an interview I did a couple of years ago where the writer misheard a lyric to the great Hazel Dickens song, Pretty Bird, that I covered, where she says, love is a delicate thing. And the writer had thought I had said, love is a daily good thing. And that really actually kind of inspired me to think of that as a concept. And I kind of took that little tidbit and stuck it in the song.
I love the way people mishear lyrics, but that's such a lovely account of mishearing a lyric and creating something even sweeter. In some of these songs, there is a kind of melancholy that I'm hearing, including the first track, Sister Starling. And I wanted to listen to a little bit of this.
Sister Starling's on the move, she's going down. Watch the year and distance fading from her crown. She looks up, but she hits the ground. Broken wing, feathers all around.
So Aoife, tell me about this song and the source of this melancholy that I'm hearing.
Sister Starling kind of deals with the idea that we as humans, it's this, we have this innate desire to nurture and to want to save the you know, things, animals, other people that we perceive as wounded or needing our attention or needing our services. And I think that what I was trying to say in this song, it's sort of a metaphor for many relationships in my life where I want to help somebody, but maybe they don't actually need my help, and really trying to kind of let go of that and be able to accept the apology and give the apology myself.
Hmm. I want to talk a little about you. You have Irish roots, in case your name, Aoife O'Donovan, didn't make that extremely obvious. You went to the New England Conservatory of Music here in Boston. But who are the musicians who inspired you?
Oh, man, I was really deeply formed by the music of that I heard growing up around the house. I mean, my dad is from Ireland, as you said, so a lot of the old Irish folk music, but a lot of the music of my parents' generation. I think that kind of growing up with parents who love music as much as my parents did, those were the earliest tunes that I heard. The Beatles, Paul Simon, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Joni Mitchell, of course.
I'm glad you mentioned Joni Mitchell, because I almost hesitated sort of bringing Joni Mitchell up, because I thought maybe that's a question you just hear too often. But I was am a huge Joni Mitchell fan. But I hear a lot of her influence in your voice.
I'm not surprised to hear that you hear that. And on this record, I just kind of decided to say, you know what, people are going to hear that, and I'm just going to go for it. And I ended up quoting a Joni Mitchell song on the record just as a little bit of like a, all right, I can't hide from this, so I'm just going to embrace it.
Now, which song is that?
At the end of Age of Apathy, I quote My Old Man, and I kind of sing a little bit of My Old Man at the very end of Age of Apathy. And it kind of goes by quickly, but it happens.
Is a singer in the walk of the rain, he's a dancer in the dark. Only the piece of paper keeping us tied to that old man, keeping away my lonesome.
You mentioned hearing the music of your parents and the house you grew up in. You're the daughter, of course, of Brian O'Donovan, who's well known to many public radio listeners, especially here in the Boston area. He's host of Celtic Sojourn. So was your house a kind of Celtic Sojourn? Was there that kind of music going on all the time?
Yeah, there was a ton of Irish music and a lot of Irish musicians coming through the house. And I think that, you know, people ask me often, you know, did your parents support you becoming a musician? And it was kind of like their lifestyle, definitely. I wanted to have those parties. I always wanted to stay up late when they were having their music parties with people singing and playing tunes. And there's just something so beautiful about that lifestyle and about sort of having grown up in that lifestyle. That's all I want. And that's what I'm really yearning for 2 years into the pandemic, is that sort of community.
Mm. I want to listen to one more song. This is Elevate.
Looking out the window, feels like I've been here before. The shady patch of green behind the big box store. Round another corner, past the swinging light, in the back of the Cutlass Sierra. One night in America, America. I'm just pulling out my hair, trying to remember where.
So I read that you consider this song the centerpiece of the album. How so? What were you trying to say with it?
This song kind of deals with the fact that I have spent the majority of the last 20 years touring around by plane, by car, by tour bus, by every mode of transportation imaginable, although I haven't done a bike tour yet. I want to at some point. But just sort of the fact that you kind of get so used to this routine, but it's also very disorienting, and kind of trying to figure out what it is that you're looking for. Are you looking for the ghost of your younger self? Are you looking for a person? Are you looking for an old song? Are you looking for a drink at the end of the night? Just sort of trying to sort of process the reality that I have lived in this way for so long. And then also, because a lot of these songs were written in the last 2 years, they were all written in the last 2 years, the lack of that routine and sort of how without it my life had really changed more dramatically than I think I anticipated.
Yeah. So, Aoife, is there a song you'd like us to go out on from your new album, Age of Apathy?
Why don't you go out on Passengers? It's the closing track of the record, and it features Madison Cunningham, who's a great guitarist and vocalist. I ended the record with this song because it felt the most hopeful to me, and it's sort of how I'm trying to get through this time of just sort of thinking about all the beauty that's still around us and trying to remind myself to take it in.
All right. Well, we'll go out on Passengers. That's Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan. Her new album is Age of Apathy. Aoife, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Good to chat.
We passengers.